John Batchelor with my colleague Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Few days left for the Biden administration. Lots of talk for the last year about what can and can't be done in the Middle East. Jonathan, we just have a couple of minutes. It doesn't take more than that. What does the Biden administration believe that it got from all the restraint that it preached and threatened and bribed and leveraged about this last year of warfighting? Is it regarded as a success for having held back the hands of people who wanted to solve the war?
Well, I guess it all depends on the outcome on November 5th. We don't know. If Kamala Harris ends up winning and Biden is celebrated for having kept a lid on a wider war that secured the victory of Kamala Harris, well, then perhaps he'll be celebrated by the party. I do think that it is worth considering that if Kamala Harris loses, or even if she wins, that Joe Biden may have to make some decisions about whether, for example, it's time for the U.S. to strike Iran's nuclear program and to neutralize the threat that Iran continues to pose to the entire world. Just to be clear, Iran getting a nuclear weapon would be rather similar to the North Korean regime getting a nuclear weapon. It would threaten their neighbors, perhaps the rest of the world, for as long as they sustained that weapon. And so I think Biden still has some choices to make. I believe this war could have ended a long time ago. I think we can say that with some certainty, that had the Israelis been given a green light by Biden to go on the offensive earlier against Hamas, to go on the offensive earlier against Hezbollah, and to truly do what it is capable, we now see the Israelis as being capable of doing, this war could have potentially ended earlier this year. Instead, it dragged on. I think that is a discredit to the Biden administration. I think the president was under a lot of pressure from within his own party. The question now is that pressure still being sustained? Does he have a freer hand? Does he want to use it? These are questions that I will be fascinated to learn the answer to in roughly 2 weeks' time.
Do you see any significant change in the weather at the White House now that the counterstrike has gone out? Are they in any way pointing their fingers at Tehran and saying, there's the problem? We have 30 seconds.
I think they're probably conveying quiet messages to Tehran saying, you don't want any more of this, that the Israelis have left you naked in terms of your air defenses.
Right.
They have destroyed your ballistic missile capabilities. This is not a good position to keep fighting from. Please stop. That's what I think the message is.
Jonathan Schanzer, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,